Welcome to Of Men, For Men. Here we'll discuss issues pertaining to the modern day man. Subjects like health, wealth, lifestyle, gear, and relationships. So join me as we dive into the world of men. For men. Hello and welcome to the Of Men, For Men podcast. I am your host, James Rodney Lemax. Yeah. All right, come on. Yeah. That's right. All right. Yeah. Back at you one more again. Glad to be here. Glad you all tuned in, man. I appreciate each and every one of you. I think we on, what's this, episode 49. At this rate, I might get one more in. That'll be 50. It'll be almost one a week. I started out really good at earlier in the year, popping them out. Towards the end of the year, I got a little bit slower and slower. A lot of stuff going on. Oh, man. Good God Almighty. This world that we live in, everything that we think is real is fake, bro. I'm telling you. I tell you, old Elon Musk, since he bought the Twitter, boy, he has thrown the gauntlet down and released all the internal files. Ooh, it showed everybody just what the hell was going on behind the scenes. And it ain't just them. It's Facebook, Google, and Instagram, and all the rest of them. Except for your independents like your Gab and your Locals and, you know, Rumbles and things like that, you know. You know, those are for free speech, you know. Unless you're breaking the law. Whatever you post is fine, you know, whether you agree or disagree, you know, and that's how I am with the podcast here, you know. I don't expect everybody to agree with me, and I'm not trying to change your mind. I'm trying to help you come to a better decision, you know, for yourself, right? That's why, you know, don't shoot the messenger. I'm just disseminating the information. Oh, God, I hope all y'all getting ready for Santa Claus. Man, alive, he gonna be here so soon, I don't even know. Man. Good Lord. I'll have to give you an update after Christmas, man. I don't think I got nothing coming. I don't know if I've been good enough, man. I went ahead and got myself a couple of presents, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I try to be good, but, you know. I try not to do no harm or hurt nobody or nothing like that. You know, I won't hurt nobody's feelings. You know, but it's hard. Everybody walking around today looking for a reason to be mad. You know, I remember back in the day going to the stores. Man, I used to love, man, to go Christmas shopping and buying stuff for people and, you know, trying to make it personal and, you know, that it was a gift that I thought was fitting or befitting, something that they would enjoy and appreciate. Or, you know, just something that I really wanted them to have. And, you know, you'd be surprised people out there, they out there shopping and, you know, getting mad in the parking lot, mad in the line and snatching stuff off the shelf. And people just upset and angry. And I don't know, man. You know, don't forget the reason for the season, you know. Don't forget the reason for the season. I don't know what God you pray to, and that's none of my concern, all right? But man, don't forget the reason for the season, okay? You know, we're supposed to be loving on one another, not hating all the time, okay? It's okay to disagree with somebody and have a, you know, a lively debate and even joke and cut bull. And, you know, you can be sarcastic at times, you know, a little dark sense of humor, nothing wrong with that. You know, just, you know, don't get too crazy with it. You know, but, you know, it's all in good fun, you know. I had Facebook shut down one of my groups the other day. I ain't even trying to put it back up. I'm tired of fighting it. You know, I'm putting memes on there. It's, you know, it's a pro-America. It's not conservative. It's just pro-America. You know, there's no politics on that. There was no politics on that group. You know, it was not political. You know, it was just pro-America, you know, and they didn't like that. You know, they were taking down memes like they were facts, you know, or like the meme, the message of the meme would lead somebody to go harm themselves or something like that, or go do something. I'm like, these are memes, they're jokes, right? I mean, yeah, there's some truth in it, but that's what makes them funny, right? There's always some truth in everything. That's what makes it funny. It's a meme, it's a joke. And they, you know, they taking memes down like you spreading misinformation. Whatever the hell that is. You know, who's deciding what's information and what ain't, and what's misinformation or disinformation and what ain't? What we can see now is the FBI, the CIA, the government, corporations, DNC, they all involved in that shit. It's all coming out. And you notice the mainstream media, the lame stream media, ain't covering that shit at all. Ain't covering it whatsoever. Now they get on there and cry about, oh, this one's been suspended. Now, them fools should have been suspended years ago, because they was committing all the atrocities, and yet nothing was happening to them, and they taking down tweets and like I said, you know, they took down my group on Facebook. You know, like I said, it happens across the board on these social media platforms because they're all in the same boat, and they take all that stuff down, and they the ones you know they're projecting, they're doing what they say you're doing, so it's. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, folks. I don't understand it. It's all going to come. Is anybody going to be held accountable? That's my biggest thing. And the ultimate answer to that is no. No. Republicans say that when they get into Congress, they're going to have all these hearings. And yeah, that's fine. Maybe you can investigate, get to the bottom of it, and find out, get some information out there, and, you know, and expose, you know, those people that need to be exposed. But is anything going to happen to them? Are they going to be held accountable? No, because, you know, Biden's in office, Democrat, and he has a Democrat DOJ, Department of Justice, and Congress does not have the power to indict anybody. They can recommend indictments if they feel that laws have been broken, but that's as far as it goes. The only thing they can do is change the laws, and they have the House, but I think it's still a 50-50 split in the Senate as far as I can recall. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. So that's likely not going to happen. They're not going to be able to do squat until, you know, the next election, really. You know, but anyway, that's the way it is, and that's the way it is. That little Walter Cronkite there. Yeah. All right. Oh, let's get into the main message. Is it too late? I don't know. The way this world is going, it might be too late. I think we done crest the hill and we're going down. And I don't think there's no bringing it back, gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, I know there's some ladies out there. So please forgive me if I speak in broad terms. But I think we're too far gone, you know. I think, you know, the pendulum always swings back and forth. And it does. You can see that in the elections, you know, every 4 to 8 years. Democrat to Republican. But, you know, same thing with the House and the Senate. It flips back and forth. And that's, you know, a lot of the reason why nothing ever gets done. You know. You know, the border's wide ass open and they crying, oh, you know, we need to fix the border, you know, and then the White House and the press, you know, the president himself and his press secretary and everybody, you know, the Department of Homeland Security and the people in charge of, you know, the border and all that. Oh yeah, the border's secure. And then you cut to a video with, you know, they got tens of thousands of people crossing the damn border every day. Yeah, that looks pretty effing secure to me. Don't believe your lying eyes. Believe what we tell you. You know, you can't trust any of them. They're all crooked up there. They ain't none of them worth a damn. Because if they wanted to fix it, they could have. You know? And they say, oh yeah, we gonna do something about it. No, you're not. No, you're not. You could have done it 20, 30, 40 years ago and you didn't. You know? If you really wanted to do something about it, you could have done it and you didn't. And you're not gonna do it now. So I'm tired of hearing all them people getting up there and running their mouth and say they're gonna do something, because they're not. But is it too late? I don't know. I know some of y'all out there wanting to. I had a special request, and that's what I'm going to talk about, from a listener, from a follower, from a viewer, that wanted to talk about kids, you know, getting older, and you know, maybe you as a man, you want to have children, maybe you don't want to get married, maybe you do, but you know, either, you want to have some, you want to have some cheering, you want to have some kids, some children of your own, and I understand that urge. I get it. You know, you want to have a legacy, or maybe you want to have that, you know, love for a child, and you know, have that child love you. But there's no guarantee of that either, especially with the way they're raising them up in schools these days. They're teaching them to hate you and to keep secrets from you. You know, the teachers are telling them that the teachers are their friends. The teachers are the ones that, you know, gonna, you know, do them right. Don't tell your parents. We're going to do this and we're going to do that, but don't tell your parents. No, the parents are in charge. They started that shit when I was in school, and that was a long time ago, you know? And even my dad put his foot down. He goes, look, that's my son. He don't belong to you. You know, I'm going to do this. You do what you need to do, whatever you got to do, but I'm going to do this. You know, you punish him how, you know, I was in trouble for something. It wasn't anything serious, you know, it was like cutting class or leaving school property or something. I think I went to lunch, and when I say went to lunch, I'd come home and had lunch with my mom. I used to do that. I'd jump in the car at lunchtime, come home, because I only lived a couple miles from school, and I could have, you know, I could have a lunch, a real lunch, not that bullshit they were serving in school, you know, that mess, and have a real lunch. You know, chit chat with mom, and then go back to school. You know, finish up the rest of the day, and you know, come on home. And yeah, I think that's what it was. And I had gotten caught, and they was gonna suspend me or something. He goes, "Well, I'm gonna send him to the beach." Yeah, y'all go ahead and do what you need to do. Well, you know, that's fine. But you know, leaving school property. He goes, "If you gonna catch him, why don't you catch him when he was leaving? You gonna catch him when he coming back? Too late, then. He's already gone." You know, and you know where he was? He was at home with his mom having lunch. At home with his mom, having lunch. He wasn't out there running around doing something stupid, you know. So he was pissed off. He's like me. He, you know, school was always bullshit, you know. But anyway, I can understand that, especially if you're getting older. But let me make something clear. And I've done it on this podcast before in several different episodes, not covering this specific topic, but when I was talking about kids, here's a couple of things you need to think about. First and foremost, you need to think about, all right, once you have a child, it's no longer about you anymore. It's about that child. Whatever that child needs, wants, or has to have, or whatever is beneficial for that child, that's what comes first. You can forget about you. You as an entity no longer exist. What you want, what you desire, what you'd like to have, no longer counts. It's all about that child. If you have to make sacrifices, if you have to suck wind, if you have to work two or three jobs, whatever it takes to make that child happy, fruitful, prosperous, where they can get out and be a full-grown adult, a functioning full-grown adult, that's what matters, not you. Make sure you know that. You've given up everything. When you have that child, you've given up everything. So take that in consideration. What are you willing to give up? Because you're going to give it all up. You're going to give it all up. And it's no longer about you. It's about them. Number two, whoever you have that child with, you're going to be connected to that person for the rest of your life. the rest of your life. Even if you boyfriend, girlfriend, you wife, partner, whatever, and y'all separate, have a divorce, what have you, you're still going to be connected to that person for the rest of your life, because that is the parent of your child. And you're going to have to have some conversations, some adult conversations with that person from time to time. I've had adult conversations with my ex-wives about my children, and I try to keep it, you try to keep it on subject. Don't let no feelings come in. You know, that's what I talk about, forgiveness. You have to forgive people for shit they've done, forgive yourself for the shit you've done, and move on. See, then you can be dangerous, like I said in the last one. Then you can be dangerous, and you can have conversations, and you'll actually have the upper hand, because you know they still wallowing in their own shit. And if you've moved on, if you've forgiven them and forgiven yourself, and you've moved on with it, then you can have those good adult conversations and have the upper hand, you know. And you can keep it friendly and keep it to the point and don't get personal with it. I mean, there's nothing wrong with having concern about their well-being and safety, because again, that's the parent of your child. You don't want anything, you know, bad to happen to them, obviously, right? And you don't want to ever speak ill of that child's parent. You don't want to do that. You don't want them talking bad about you. You don't talk bad about them, because what kind of reflection does that give that child? That's that child's parent. And if you over there bad-mouthing them all the time, how's that going to make them feel about themselves? Right? If they have questions, comments, or concerns about certain things or certain topics or certain subjects or places you don't want to go, then you refer them to that parent. Say, you know what? Excuse me. The best place for you to... Oh, my God. Goodness gracious. It's early. I've had coffee and a smoke, so my voice is a little raspy. Forgive me. The best place for you to go to find that answer is to talk to them. You know, just refer them back to them and let them answer it however they want to. You know, don't worry about it. It's not, you know, you don't need to worry about it. Like I said, there's, you know, you don't want to be negative. You don't want to be negative. You know, like I said, I've done that before. Just refer them back to their parents. Say, look, you know, because I knew what they was trying to do. They was trying to pry some negativity out of me and have me talk bad about them. I said, look, I'm not going to talk negative about your mother. If you want the answers to those questions, you talk to her and let her tell you about that. All right? Get her perspective on it. And number three, the way this world, the way this situation is, with the way, like I said, I referred to it earlier, you know, the way they teaching the kids and what the kids are exposed to. I got grandchildren. I got grandchildren, grandbabies, whatever you want to call it, whatever your flavor is. I feel sorry for them babies. I really do. I love them, but I feel sorry for them. I don't know what kind of world they're going to come up in. To be honest, I have no idea. I never thought that I would see the things that's going on in this country today when I was, you know, say in high school. I never thought that we'd be in this place right where we are right now. In my lifetime, let alone, you know, here I am in my mid-50s. I'm just like, holy shit. I'm hoping I can just ease on out of this thing before they blow the whole damn place up. You know, these people are crazy. The people that are running the country are crazy. They're psychopaths. You know, they really are. These people are all out for themselves. They don't give a rat's ass about you or anything else. They're all about themselves, all about their careers, all about their money, all about their power. You know, they do not care about you. They don't. You know, like George Carlin said, it's a big club and you ain't in it. You know, you ain't in it. They don't care. Right? So, you need to think about that. What kind of world are you bringing a child into? You know, this place is crazy. They about to blow the lid off of this thing. Everything's upside down. What's wrong is right. What's right is wrong. You know, like I said, you got to watch what you say. Everybody's walking around, you know, looking for a reason to be pissed off about something. And it's stupid. It's crazy. You know, it's ridiculous. You know, parents go to the school board meetings because they're concerned about what's being taught to their children. And the FBI is investigating them like they're terrorists. Crazy, right? Huh? Yeah, that's crazy. But that's what's happening. That's what's going on. Man, my dad would have been on the top of the list back in the day. He was in the PTA, on the member of the PTA board, whatever. He was all up in that crap, man. And he would blast them people at them meetings, man, especially them teachers and them administrators and stuff, because they would be wanting to take this money and spend it on the teachers and this, that, and that. He goes, oh, no. That money's not for you. That money's for them children. You're supposed to be spending that money on them children, not on a teacher's lounge, or on soda machine or snack machine, whatever the hell it was they was wanting to spend the money on for themselves to make their lives easier. That money was supposed to be spent for the children, for the school, to promote the children, make school better for the children. They was wanting to spend it on themselves. He used to light their ass up all the time. Good for him, man. An old man didn't play, bro. I'm telling you what. Ooh. So, you got to take those things, and there's lots more, but those are the main ones. You know, you know you're gonna have to be selfless, right? You're gonna have to remember that you're gonna be attached to somebody for the rest of your life, good, bad, or indifferent, right? And think about the world that you're bringing them into. I understand, you know, and it's not too late. It's never too late. Men can have children late in life. Women, that's a different story. You know. They dry up and wither away, and then they coochie pop don't work no more. You know, but you fine. You can take some Viagra's or some Cialis, and you be good to go. but you know, those are just the three main things that pop out on my head. You know, that you need to be concerned about. You know, what, especially that last one. What kind of world you bringing them into? And it's getting worse. It ain't getting no better, you know. So that's about all I got to say about that. And I appreciate the interaction, the emails, the comments, you know, likes, the subscribe, share it with your friends, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Gab, and Locals. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can do so using the app right now. There's a button somewhere on that, you know, donate or subscribe or what have you. You can support the channel or the channel podcast that way. I appreciate each and every one of you. I really do. Man, enjoy the end of the year. Spend it with your friends and your family and loved ones. I went to a viewing last night of a former boss that I had worked with when I was a young man before I went into service, and he had passed away, and he went just like that. His wife, I spoke to her, and she said, I just talked to him. He was in a nursing home because he needed care, but she said, I just went up there and seen him, you know, just 2 days prior. You know, and he went just like that. You never know. You might wake up dead tomorrow. We're not giving tomorrow. We have today. So be in the now. Be in today. Spend it with your time, your friends, your family, your loved ones. Love on them. If there's somebody you need to call them, right? Don't wait. You don't know what's fixing to happen. Enjoy the holidays. Spend it with the people that you care about, all right? And let's prepare for a new year, and hopefully things will get better. But I don't see it. I don't see it happening. I think it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. So we're just going to have to hold on and ride this thing out and see what happens, all right? Gentlemen, I have been James Rodney Lemax, and you, I said you, yeah, you have been great. Hey, yeah, all right. Thank you very much.
This will be a weekly podcast. You can find it on the Anchor app and anywhere podcasts are available. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. I look forward to seeing you there.